Hi, this is Allison Sheridan, and welcome to the Nocilla Podcast, or NocillaCast for short. NocillaCast is a chronicle of the technology news that I glean from sources such as the Wall Street Journal, using Walter Mossberg's Technology Journal, Leo Laporte's Radio, TV, and Books on Technology. I like Wired Magazine as a good source. I read PC and Mac magazines and various technology podcasts. I've used the term podcast several times here, so let me explain to you what it is. Podcasting is sort of like TiVo. Think about it as time shifting for audio content. Or if you were around in the 1970s, more like recording radio stations that you liked and putting it on cassette tape so you could listen to it later or share with your friends. It pulls the entire... The thing that's different about this podcasting stuff, though, is it takes the content that you're interested in listening to and it pulls it to your iTunes library when you're not worrying about it. It goes out and it says, oh, there's a podcast Allison wants to listen to. Let me pull that in and I'm going to stick it in her iTunes library. So the next time she connects to play it on her computer or to connect to her iPod or other MP3 player, she can take that with her and or record it onto a CD. I actually do it most of the time. I record it to CDs. The podcasts I listen to, I record them to CDs, and then I listen to them in the car, and then I share them with my friends, like Namdar and Nancy, and we listen to these things in the car and have a lot of fun with it. I also listen to them on an iPod when I go jogging. So it's kind of an interesting way to get audio content, to get people talking, the music content, all different kinds of things. This was started originally by Adam Curry and Dave Weiner. Adam Curry was famous for his, he was a VJ on MTV for many years, became quite famous doing that. So if you know what a weblog is, a blog, that's a journal that somebody keeps online. And it's kind of fun to go out and you read all these different journals, but it's kind of a hassle to go out and read them all separately. So somebody created this thing called Really Simple Syndication, which the abbreviation is RSS. Well, if you got an RSS feed from somebody and an RSS reader, that means the RSS reader goes out and it finds all of those blogs that you wanted to listen to, and it brings them all together into a convenient way for you to read them. So instead of having to check and see whether Bob did his blog today, you can just get it when he writes it. So it comes in kind of automatically. Well, Dave Weiner and Adam Curry figured out a way to do this using actually putting attachments on the RSS feed, and by having the attachments, they were able to attach MP3 files to it. So the MP3 files that people record and put online then can come in and be conveniently stored for you when you're ready to listen to them. It isn't really limited to MP3s, but right now the bandwidth of our network is such that we really can't very effectively listen or do video. There, you certainly can do video. The technology's there today, but it's not really to the extent that you can do it because of the problems with bandwidth. So right now there's about 4,000 podcasts that are registered at this time. A good place to go looking for this is ipodder.org. That's two D's in there, ipodder.org. It's a good site to go and find podcasts in, every genre you can imagine, from technology to religion. You can find links to podcast reader software there, so you can set this up on your own computer and be able to listen to podcasts. And you can, I'm telling you, you can find every subject. There's a guy that does a priest who does a Catholic podcast. He walks around Rome, and it's been kind of an interesting thing to listen to with the recent events with the Pope. There's foul stuff out there too, so you got to be a little careful what you look for. But there's every single topic you can imagine is already out there. Some of them are, one of the things I've noticed is some are very unprofessional, you know, the sound gets real loud or real quiet, and hey, maybe I'm one of those podcasters. But then there's people with real radio voices, like Adam Curry is certainly one of the radio voice kind of guys. So another thing that this is really good for is it's an opportunity for unsigned bands to be able to get their music out there. So there's bands who haven't ever signed with any record album or with any record company, and they're able to put their music out there. And when people, like, they download a podcast, they get a little bit of the music, say, hey, that's pretty cool, go to their website, you can buy their music, and they get a lot higher percentage of the fee that you pay than if they go through a record company. So the music industry is getting kind of shaken up by this whole podcasting thing too. One place to start if you're interested in this whole technology of podcasting, getting to get to some new content that doesn't cost you anything, is Adam Curry's podcast. It's called The Daily Source Code, and it's sort of a cross between real geeky and talking a lot about the technology of podcasting and how it works, and he's got a real vision of the kinds of thing podcasting can be. For example, one of the things, I'm not sure if he invented it or if he just started talking about it, is sound seeing tours. And that's where people just walk around some place and describe what they're seeing. So, for example, the priest in Rome I was talking about, those are sound seeing tours where he allowed us to listen to the bells as the bells were rung when the Pope passed away. And, you know, real interesting things people can do just describing what they're seeing or listening to, the sounds of a place they're walking. Kind of an interesting idea. But Adam is always looking for what are the new things you could do with this? What could be really interesting? He's starting to pull people together now to do readings for the blind and have those out there as podcasts. That could be kind of fun. So he's a real good source to look at what are all the different kinds of things are out there. Well, that's probably enough about podcasting itself. My technology interests are fairly broad, and I think that's why I want to do a podcast here, is because I want to talk about the fascinating things that are going on all the time that I'm really interested in. I am a Mac addict. We should just put that out there. I've had Macintoshes since 1984. I've got a G4 tower and two G4 towers, an iBook and a PowerBook in the house, and wait, got to take a break for the family here. Hang on just a second. But it's not all just Macintoshes around this house anymore. Now I built a PC for my son for gaming. Yes, I took a little experiment into the dark side there. It was a learning experience. See, I was feeling kind of left out because at our house we didn't have any viruses or Trojan horses or spyware. So I felt left out. Wanted to learn about all that. And of course, having a teenage son with a PC in the house, I have had the opportunity to learn. I also put Linux on another partition on his machine, and I can't say I've been completely successful with that because I haven't got the wireless internet working yet, but with a lot of help from my friends at work, I've been able to actually get that up. So I'm also interested in wireless networking, doing home networks. I was doing that pretty early on. That's been a lot of fun. And I love loading new applications. I'm telling you, I probably load 2 to 3 new applications on my Macintosh every week. Thanks to my friend Niraj, who's always sending me freeware links of things that I can't possibly live without. Some of them are quite extraordinary. Some of them are just awful, but there have been enough fun ones that I keep doing it. I'm really into digital photography. I've had quite a few cameras. I really like taking pictures of my kids playing soccer. I like taking close-up pictures of flowers. I just really enjoy it. One of the things I have a lot of fun with is Photoshop Elements, which is a poor man's version of Photoshop. Runs about, I don't know, 70, 80 bucks, something like that, and it's a really nice photo editing program, and I use that, and I get into that enough that I actually even taught a class in that one time. I got to get back into doing that again. I've also started dabbling in making websites, and I hope none of the web developers I know are actually listening to this because they would scoff at my cheesy little websites, but I'm having some fun with them. I have one for myself. I've built one for, just started one for my friend Larry, and I've got one for my friend Nancy, and another one from a friend of mine is starting a wedding florist company, and I've started working on a website for her. Maybe when I'm proud of it, I'll give a shout out on that and tell you guys what I'm doing with it. I promised I wouldn't make my first podcast too long because I just kind of wanted to introduce my podcast and give you the basic background of what I'm going to be doing here. I do encourage you to go to iPodder.org, find yourself a podcast reader, and download that, and then I'll be putting the link in my show notes to show where I can, where you can go to get my podcast and have it automatically downloaded. That is, if you found it interesting. By the way, I'm calling this the NoSillaCast because I'm dedicating it to my brother Kelly. My brother Kelly called me funny names, and he also believed that I could do absolutely anything. And I keep thinking of him when I thought I really want to do this, and I thought he would encourage me to do it. So I hope you tune in again, and today is May 13th, 2005.